A former Harvard University associate professor, once denied tenure by Harvard, is pursuing a federal lawsuit against the school. Anthropologist Kimberly Tiden, who since accepted a position with tenure at Tufts University, accuses Harvard of punishing her for defending victims of sex assault. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Kimberly Tiden went to the chairman of her department when she found out 2 years ago that Harvard had denied her tenure.
And he was baffled and suggested I go talk to the vice provost for diversity, Judith Singer. And she was willing to meet with me. And the conversation was, I remember being stunned. So I was told, among other things, Kimberly, they discussed your political activities. You know, most people wait on those kinds of political activities until they have tenure.
Tiden is a medical anthropologist. She focuses on Latin America, and she's an expert on sexual violence. She says when Singer cited political activities, she meant Tiden's defense of victims of sexual assault at Harvard. Tiden says she'd like to save Harvard students and professors from the suffering she's been through, and she says the problems at Harvard are symptomatic of problems at other universities. Students rave about Tiden. Her defense of sexual assault victims at Harvard inspired one of her former students, Ryan Thorson, working in Salt Lake City now, to dedicate his first book to her.
Her advocacy on behalf of sexual assault survivors and students generally set a great example and has really meant a lot to, I think, me and a lot of other students at Harvard.
Thorson's praise is echoed by former student Chloe Varon, who works in Austin now.
Truly was just the most amazing professor I had at Harvard by far.
Tiden says she was on track for tenure in the anthropology department. She was given an endowed chair.
In fact, I had already been asked to lay out my two tenured suite offices because they were so absolutely positive that I was going to be getting tenure.
Tiden provided WBUR the emails that back up her story. She says the anthropology department voted for her tenure.
Yes, they did. And I was told by colleagues who were stunned when I was denied tenure that the faculty vote within the department was unanimous.
Unanimous for tenure. Emails and conversations with Tiden's former colleagues in the anthropology department confirmed that they voted unanimously for her tenure and thought hers was a slam dunk case, in the words of one professor. None would speak on the record, though. One professor said faculty in the department have been told by the Harvard administration not to speak about Tiden's case. Tiden says things started to go awry for her when she wrote comments in the Harvard Crimson, the daily student newspaper, in support of students criticizing Harvard's handling of sexual assault.
And was appalled, I think is the term I have to use, by the lack of any response from anyone at Harvard in the administration. Where were they defending these young women? Where was someone stepping up on their behalf and saying, you simply cannot attack them this way? No one. There was absolute silence from the administration.
Harvard issued a statement. It reads, in part, there is no merit whatsoever to Kimberly Tiden's allegations of discrimination or retaliation. Any advocacy on Dr. Tiden's part on behalf of victims of sexual harassment and sexual assault at Harvard was not known, let alone considered, as part of the university's decision on her tenure case. Moreover, such advocacy would never adversely affect a tenure decision at Harvard. A few weeks after she first commented in the Crimson, Tiden says a graduate student came to tell her she'd been sexually harassed by a professor.
And indeed, this student had gone to other faculty previously for assistance, and she'd been told to be quiet. And I told her that was an unacceptable piece of advice.
Tiden says she advised the student to take the matter up with a tenured professor or with the chairman of her department. A few weeks later, she received an email from the student thanking her for giving her the courage to speak out.
And then she added, they have told me not to speak with you about this further, Kimberly, because your, quote, shining destiny hangs in the balance, end quote. And then shortly thereafter, the chair of my tenure committee hurriedly took me into her office, acknowledged that she knew I had been told things by at least one student, and told me to be very quiet, not repeat anything I had been told. This was a very sensitive time for me.
Tyden believes it was her intervention in the Crimson, followed by the advice she gave to the graduate student, that led Harvard President Drew Faust to deny her tenure. Tyden says after she was denied tenure, students reached out. She reads an email from a student who says she lost two friends who committed suicide after being forced to attend class with what the student writing the email describes as their rapists.
I mean, there's a lot that's heartbreaking in this. It's hard to read. Kimberly, I applaud your strong stance and your personal commitment to students in an academic environment where that support from a professor is rare.
Tyden is now a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington. This fall, she's joining the faculty of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University as a tenured professor. Fletcher's dean, James Stravitis, calls Tyden by far the best scholar and teacher in a brilliant field of candidates. He cites her expertise in Latin America as well as her deep experience in human security, her specialty. Tyden says she looks at what happened to her at Harvard as a warning to any other professors who would dare to defend students who've been the victims of sexual assault or sexual harassment.
And that means that if we're perceived as someone who's going to be speaking out about these issues, they get rid of us.
Tyden says she's filed this federal lawsuit because she does not want Harvard to retaliate against any other professors who speak out in support of students. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.